Maud Ellis is being interviewed by Renee Garalick for Concord's Oral History Program, sponsored by the Concord Historical Commission. The interview is taking place at her home at 1284 Sudbury Road on March 14, 1980. Mrs. Ellis is 90 years old. Your arrival in Concord was prompted by your husband's work.
We came to Concord in 1921. My husband is an entomologist working for the Department of Agriculture. He had come here to work in the laboratory to find a control for the corn borer. At that time, the laboratory was at Arlington. And we lived on Barrett's Mill Road here, and we had a little Ford, but my husband usually took the train at the reformatory station, which was near Barrett's Mill Road. In 1925, my husband started his own business, the insecticide business, which handles materials for the control of insects damaging greenhouse plants and orchards. He started his business in the basement of our house in Barrett's Mill Road. 2 years later, he moved his equipment to West Concord. He sold to all nearby greenhouses which growed vegetables. Then he sold to the cranberry bogs on the Cape and orchardists in New Hampshire.
Was his field of work, since it was locally done, did it employ a number of young boys in the area?
Yes, practically every young boy in West Concord had worked at this plant because it was a place that they could work an hour or two at a time after school. It was through this that he gained the nickname of Bugs. And as late as 1979, when we would drive uptown, some middle-aged man would call out, "Hello, hi, Bugs."
When you lived at the Barrett's Mill Road area, do you recall some of your neighbors and what life was like then?
Yes, I do. We recall Tom McGrath, who lived on the Barrett's farm. He was known as a big asparagus and potato grower. And it was his son Frank, who now lives in what was our house on Barrett's Mill Road. We had 6 acres in that place, and we grew asparagus on that land. It was common. Concord was quite known as an asparagus-growing farm places. And the asparagus was cut during the day by a special tool. Part of it cut in the morning before my husband went to work, part of it by schoolboys who came in. Then it was bunched and set in trays of water to keep it tender. Then it was put in bushel boxes, set out by the roadside, and a truck would come along in the evening and take it to the market. And then there was the Charlie Sheehan's. They lived next door on our left, and our children considered it one of their prizes was they would ask them to ride with their horse and buggy or on their sleigh.
And
then we moved in 1928 to 9 Acre Corner, to the house we now live in. The farms in this area were owned by Andersons, Wheelers, Brighams, Lufkins, Hallets, Bells, and the farms of Anderson, of Wheelers, Andersons, and Brighams had been here for several generations, and Lufkins to some extent.
It was considered a self-contained neighborhood?
Yes, we were quite, I understand, long before our time, they had their own school out here. It was a town school, of course, but it was where they went to school, this area. We were quite a little group. We had our own social life. I well remember the parties we had at Esther Anderson's barn, where we shucked corn, that colored corn, to hang on our doors for Thanksgiving. And our house was the apple orchard, where our house is built, was the apple orchard of the farm where the Trustmans now live on Pottermill Road, owned by Mr. Miller. And this pond back of the house, our children used to run a canoe. And sometimes, if they didn't have a canoe, they went on asparagus boxes, which Mr. Miller's farm, he grew asparagus. And these boxes, they would float on the water. This place was known as the Green Apple Tree Room, and there is a box in the attic which confirms that.
Oh, so this was used as a little restaurant at one time.
A little, a tea room.
Mm-hmm.
But they also sold, it was owned by the Ewers, Alfred Ewers, and they also sold antiques. But this road, Sudbury Road, and Old Road Drain, 9 at the corner, were only roads to from Concord to Sudbury, and it was not a good place for either a tea room or selling antiques.
It wasn't the well-traveled road it is today.
The well-traveled road. There are times today when I have to sit at the little triangle here to even get into my driveway in the late afternoon when it's commuting time.
Your husband served on the Chamber of Commerce for a while?
Yes. He was, there was a wish to change the name of Concord Junction to West Concord. It was somewhat controversial, some people wanted to keep the junction. But my husband was secretary of the Concord Chamber of Commerce when the name was changed. And they were quite, the Chamber of Commerce was quite influential in getting the name changed. We were very pleased with this because there was a feeling, a noticeable feeling, because we were outsiders, we could see it, between Concord and Concord Junction. This, I think, was a great help.
When you were living at Barrett's Mill Road area. Did your children attend the West Concord schools or the Concord Central
schools?
They
went to the Concord schools. The dividing line was between our house and the Sheehan's. So our children had gone to... And in those days, of course, our children were still small over there, about 9 and 5. And one interesting thing, I think, is there were no buses for high school children. But ours reached high school as we got over in this house. High school children had to get there on their own, bicycle or automobile.
So you definitely didn't have all the homes on the old road to Nine Acre Corner. You were quite separate at that
point. There were no homes on none of these new homes on old road, except the Jones Dairy Farmhouse. And then on the other side, really at Nine Acre Corner, was the Verrill Dairy Farm. They had come here at about the same time we did. As a neighborhood group, we sewed for Emerson Hospital at the Hallett House. I think I didn't mention the Halletts. In the first place, the farming area at Nine Acre Corner was a greenhouse farming. It was greenhouse farming of vegetables. And the Halletts were one of the larger ones, but they were not newcomers like us, but they were not, hadn't been here for years. Mm-hmm. During those early days, there were differences existed between the Catholics and Protestants for some people. We did notice this.
So this existed as well as the difference between Concord Center and West Concord?
Yes.
Thank you.